This is Stephen Strang, and welcome to the Strang Report podcast, the podcast to encourage you to experience the power of the Holy Spirit. Well, if you followed me in my career over the years, you know that I'm a Christian journalist. I've been trying to report on what's going on, and there are a lot of things going on in the body of Christ, a lot of trends, new ministries coming, transitions, and today on my podcast, we're going to talk about a very significant transition. I know that you'll want to hear my interview with Chris Reed and to hear about the ministry where he is now the heir apparent. I think it's very significant. We're playing this up on charismanews.com. And I wanted to do this podcast myself because I feel that this is so significant. There's a lot of good stuff in this podcast. I just recorded this little introduction. So stay tuned to hear this very important podcast.
Welcome to the Strang Report with Steve Strang on the Charisma Podcast Network. This episode was produced to discuss and address issues within our nation and around the world from a Christian worldview.
Hello, everyone. I'm so happy to be able to interview Chris Reed. We have some big news, and he was good enough to allow us to announce it on this podcast. And of course, we'll put it on charismanews.com. Our news site, which goes way back before the internet, when we used to do this in Charisma Magazine, is to, you know, let people know significant things that are happening, and that includes transitions. And there's a big transition happening with Chris Reed and my good friend Rick Joyner and his ministry, Morningstar. So, Chris, let me have the first question be, what is it that you're announcing this week?
So last weekend, I announced to my church here in Peru, Indiana, that after 11 and a half years of pastoring here, that the Lord has called me to go to Fort Mill, South Carolina, to join the team at Morningstar. And obviously, I love the team and just being a part of the team. But ultimately, in me going there, the end goal and the end purpose is for me to lead Morningstar into the future and just see what God does through this process.
Well, let me reword it. You know, I'm a Christian journalist. That was my training. And so the news aspect is that Rick Joyner, who is still relatively young, but, you know, he's approaching retirement age, has a huge ministry, huge impact in the body of Christ. And one of the big questions that any Christian leader has, whether it's a pastor or the head of a, you know, what we would call it, maybe a parachurch ministry or a college, is who is going to be his heir? And so Rick Joyner has picked you to be his heir apparent. And there seems to be a Holy Spirit aspect to it. And of course, it's being announced in other ways, but we wanted to be able to announce it on our Charisma News website and also to hear you know, your side of the story. So maybe you could tell us how you first got to know Rick Joyner and sort of how the Lord put you together.
So there's someone that's connected with Morningstar. I'll just say his first name. His name is Ben. He's a great friend. And anyways, he saw some of the ministry that I was doing online in the spring of 2020, where I was ministering prophetically and when everything was kind of shut down, you know, and people were doing a lot of online ministry. And so anyways, he told Rick, he said, hey, there's this guy from Indiana, and I really think that you guys should meet. And I had already been in contact with another ministry, went to do some social media ministry with Sid Roth. And while I was there, I had the opportunity to meet Rick because my friend Ben was very close and involved with Rick and Morningstar. And we just hit it off right from the start. It was just a great connection. He and I just see eye to eye on so many things. And he really is a great spiritual father. And he's certainly that to me, and I know to many. But his writings, you know, they speak for themselves. But his style, his addressing current events, all of those things just fit my personality and what he loves, I love. So basically the rest of 2020 and even into 2021, I was speaking there on a regular basis, speaking at their conferences, speaking at their advanced prophetic conference, their New Year's conference. And so in the course of all of this, about 3 months ago, he and I sat down and just talked about what we envisioned God doing in the future. And we both felt like that God was calling me there to be his successor. And of course, you know, that comes with going there and learning about how the ministry works and the different areas and different parts of the ministry. But we both just knew, and peace was the guide for me. And of course, my children were completely on board. And so it was just that continuity of peace within our family, the fact that Rick and I just hit it off so well. And it's just a natural fit. Not only am I the right age to be his, you know, biological son, but certainly spiritual son. And it just, we've just recognized it's a great fit, and I'm going to be going there, working with him, being trained by him. And however long this transition is, we're just going to let the Lord lead it. And we're expecting tremendous things from Morningstar with its prophetic roots, being a prophetic ministry. And God is doing big things there, and I know it's just going to become even more relevant as time goes on.
Well, this is exciting. You know, there's so many different things at play here. I've personally known Rick since the 1980s. He and I are not that far apart in age. I've seen the growth of his ministry, the books that he's written, his prophetic ministry. You know, he's taken a lot of arrows that people shoot at him. In my opinion, he's always handled things with integrity, even conflicts that I've had the privilege to see up close and personal. He has groups of leaders that meet once a year. He's included me in those meetings as far back as 1991. I mean, I can very specifically remember what was happening in my life at that time. And of course, we've become very good friends, and his ministry has just grown. And he moved it there to you know, the place where Jim Baker built PTL, Heritage USA. He calls it Heritage International Ministries. I've seen how he has honored Jim Baker and what God did there. And of course, his own ministry has kind of exploded there. And, you know, I've been around it long enough to see a lot of transitions. And you and I have talked about this before we filmed this and did this podcast. And, you know, one of the ones that has happened in the last 10 years was when Daniel Kalinda took over for Reinhard Bonnke, who had a very unique ministry, and the Lord just raised up Daniel, and it seems to have been a very, very successful handoff. And I'm personally excited, as you know, a leader in the body of Christ, to see what could happen. And one of the things, in my opinion, and you can correct me if you don't agree, is the prophetic aspect, because Rick is prophetic if he's anything. You know, his books in particular, your style's a little bit different as I'm getting to know you, but you definitely have a prophetic ministry. This is not just a career move. This is not just an organizational move to bring in a new CEO to keep the donors sending in their money or whatever motivation some transitions would have. And a lot of ministries that I've seen, and I won't name any names, they're probably doing the best they can. A lot of times they're just concerned with keeping the ministry going and all that is involved with people's employment and their donors and their media ministries and everything else. But, you know, this seems to me to be focused on what the Lord is saying for this new era. And things have always been tough in the world, but certainly in America in our lifetime, but it seems like things are changing at such a warp speed that we really need strong leaders for the future. We need ministries to step up like never before. And Rick has stepped up, as you alluded to, getting involved with what's happening in the culture and even to some extent politically. What do you think is going to happen? Do you have a vision for the future for Morningstar and your own ministry?
Absolutely. So let me respond to first, and I completely agreed with what you just said. I've had the privilege of being involved to some degree in the inner workings of Morningstar and seeing how things are done. And the thing that really impressed me the most is just the integrity and character of how things were done when I was there, and just with how people treated one another and the sincerity. And the thing that I like about Rick too, and this is something I have learned so much from him just in the last year, is he responds to conflict, to criticism, to difficulty, different than anybody that I've ever met in my life. And that really has stood out to me in a positive way. That has impacted me. So as far as the vision goes, absolutely. So what's happening at Morningstar, just to speak to a few of the things, this fall. So I'm planning to move there at the end of June, 2021, and starting in September in Morningstar University, which is really expanding, I am going to be doing a School of the Prophets. And basically what this consists of is every month for 9 months, starting in September, there will be a 3-day intensive of me teaching on all things prophetic. And of course, there are people that are going to be there in person. People are signing up on mstarm.org. And then they're also going to be able to watch it, you know, or to participate rather in the School of the Prophets online as well. But we're not just trying to appeal to just anybody that's interested in prophecy. We are wanting to see God raise up a group of prophetic voices, not just one man standing out in a generation. I mean, that's always going to happen to some degree, but we want a company of people with integrity, who know how to hear the voice of God, that can speak to social leaders, social media leaders, political leaders, just like in the Bible, Daniel 5 and 12, it spoke of Daniel, how he was learned in dreams and dream interpretation and knowledge and wisdom so much that Nebuchadnezzar listened to what he had to say, in the same way Pharaoh did with Moses and Pharaoh did with Joseph. So the School of the Prophets, I'm really excited about. Also, of course, there's other areas in which there's actually a news channel. I don't know if you've heard about this that Rick is doing, but CIS, Christian Information Service, where people are actually being trained as journalists to report just the news, not through a filter. Yes, there will be opinion pieces and things like that by all means, and discussions along those lines. But, you know, if we're going to reform media, if we're going to reform the culture, then we have to provide an alternative to these things, which, of course, you have been on the cutting edge for, you know, what, almost 50 years or so now. And so, you know, I applaud you for all that you've done as well for the kingdom. But yeah, the Christian Information Service is going to be awesome. And then, of course, this is something else. Morningstar, just after all these years, got the approval to begin to reform and open the tower. And so the tower that frankly stood as a symbol for 30 years now, as what many would perceive as failure, is now a picture of redemption and second chances. And so we literally over the next year are going to see the tower being built and creating living units as well for the people that believe in prophetic ministry, that want to learn to hear the voice of God in an advanced way, and just a Christian community that's already there, but just an expansion of the foundation that's already laid. And I think when key personalities, a great team is involved, I love everybody on the team. That's just what's incredible. And so I'm just going there to be a part, to learn, and ultimately, yes, I will be Rick's successor over Morningstar, and I'm thankful for that, and that is my reason for going. But I just love the people, I love the atmosphere and what God has done and what he's going to do there.
Boy, that's exciting. And I heard that you had two dreams at Morningstar that seem to have significance now. Tell me about them.
So I spoke at the Advanced Prophetic Conference. Rick Joyner and I were the speakers at this conference back earlier in the month of May, 2021. And of course, anybody that has been familiar with my ministry, a lot of times before, mostly after I preach or minister the word, I get prophecies, words of knowledge, details about people's lives that often leads to divine healing, deliverance, those type of things. But, and this has happened before, and but this seemed to just really explode. I had a dream one night after I ministered in the conference, and in that service the night before, I told the people that were there, it was a huge turnout. I said, people are going to begin to experience tonight, starting tonight, dreams and visions from the Lord. And we're going to learn to hear the voice of God ourselves and understanding the prophetic filter and how God speaks to us, parabolic means through visions and dreams and such, and how to interpret it. So I had a dream that night. I was standing, and this is all on video as well. I was standing in a field, and I had military uniform on, military boots, and I had mud on the boots, and we were in a battlefield in this dream. And I looked over and I saw a man standing there, and somehow in the dream I knew he was looking at me, I was looking at him, and we were both in the same dream simultaneously. I didn't know the man, I didn't know who he was, but I remember the battle that was going on with muddy boots. It was like trench warfare. We were in a fight. And I remember specifically saying, God is going to save our children. He is going to save our children. We are in a fight for the next generation, for the narrative of what is true, what is right. And so I wrote it down. And that morning we went to breakfast and I told Rick and several other people the dream in detail. And the last detail of the dream was I remembered in the dream, I looked down right when the dream was over. I looked at my watch and it was exactly 12:30. Of course, the midnight hour, right? So that night, okay, I get up and I had some confirmation that day. I just knew to go for it. And so Rick ministered that night. And after he was done, I went up and I shared this dream that I just shared with you all. And I said, first off, I said, did anybody see me in their dream last night? And there was like 7 or 8 people that raised their hands. So then I started listing the details that I listed to you. And a man I didn't know, knew nothing about him. We had never had any communication before, no connection in life via anything, via social media or anything. He came up to me. He said, that described my dream to a T. He said, and I knew that it referenced my daughter, but also it referenced the fact that we were in trench warfare. We're going to get mud on our boots. You know, this isn't a clean fight, but we're going to win and we're going to save the next generation. And this is what shocked me. He said, when I woke up from the dream, I got up out of my bed, went into the kitchen, I think he said, to get a drink of water, and he looked at the clock, and it was 12:31. So, wow. So now, this is what is incredible to me. The fact that he and I both, think about it, he had to have woke up at 12:30. By the time he gets in there, it's 12:31. And I look at my watch in the dream at 12:30, speaking to in the darkness, in the dark midnight hour, speaking to the darkness, the gross darkness on our world right now, that this battle that is going on, it is a muddy trench warfare kind of fight and battle that we're in. But if we unite and we don't try to fight alone, but we fight as a team, that somehow that the Lord is releasing a grace in this hour to help us to win our children, to not allow our children to be or to succumb to the liberal left and what they're teaching in liberal arts colleges. You know, how many of our young people grow up in small town communities with a Judeo-Christian value system, go to college for 4 years and come out completely different? Well, this dream was basically saying we're in a fight for our children in the darkness, in the midnight hour, and we're going to see God preserve a generation and preserve America and America's best days are ahead.
Wow, that's exciting. Thank you for sharing that. We're going to have to leave it there. These videos and podcasts can't be real long, but I'm going to invite you back to share some of the other things that the Lord has shown you about Psalm chapter 2, some other things from Luke. So I'm going to encourage people to share this video and podcast. People need to know this is going on, and also to stay tuned to my podcast on the Strang Report in the future. Thank you so much, Chris Reed, for taking time to share these exciting things straight from your heart. It's exciting days ahead. It's exciting to see what God is doing. God bless you.
Thank you. God bless you.
I'm back in the studio, and I wanted to add a few thoughts. You know, the reason I did this story initially was because it's big news. You know, within charismatic circles, the transition from one leader to another, from one generation to another, is big news. But I think there's also a spiritual takeaway. Chris Reed has a powerful prophetic ministry. He's used by the Holy Spirit. And so is Rick Joyner. He's got a powerful ministry. And God is leading them. It's kind of interesting to see how this is happening. I hope that you are encouraged to follow the leading of the Lord when you have situations in your life where you have to make major decisions. Also, I just want to put in a quick word for my new book. The same day that I'm recording this, I'm finalizing the final edit for God and Cancel Culture. I believe it's my most important book. It comes out the day after Labor Day, but you can order it ahead of time on Amazon.com. When you do, that helps. It really does. In the publishing business, the more pre-orders a book gets, the better. And so I am encouraging my friends and listeners to buy a copy of the book. You pay them, you know, however you pay Amazon. They don't charge you until the book is released, and it's released on the release day, which is September 7th, the day after Labor Day. Thank you for listening to the podcast today. God bless you.
Thank you for listening to The Strang Report with Steve Strang. To read more from Steve, visit his blog, The Strang Report, on charismamag.com. Again, that's The Strang Report on charismamag.com.
This has been a production of the Charisma Podcast Network. Steve and Joyce Strang are the founders and owners of CPN. Dr. Steve Green is the executive producer of the Charisma Podcast Network. We intend to honor God with every podcast and remain thankful to our advertisers and supporters who make these podcasts possible.